This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode N of Sunday Supplement. With me.
N, you've forgotten the name of the episode, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it hasn't got a name, it's a number, isn't it?
What are you saying, that names can't be numbers? Seven, yeah? Name.
Title rather than name.
No name.
No, because no one actually called their child Seven in
Seinfeld. Yeah, but they would have done. If George could have been capable of having children, he would have called. So it's only an if and a but and a whim that, you know, you're just being pedantic. You're just being pathetic, Simon. Seven's a name.
All right, what number podcast is this?
Yeah, exactly.
I always thought I would call my children either Current or Sticky, because it'd be Current Done, you see. It's very funny.
Oh, I see, because your last name's Done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Gin and Tonic. But then I thought I'd probably just get Cats and call them that.
Why would you call your kids Gin and Tonic?
Because I hate kids.
Gin and Tonic Done.
Yeah. Well, no, Gin Done and Tonic Done, obviously.
I know what episode this is now. I have checked the iPod of dreams.
What episode is it?
115.
Wow. 115. We weren't here last week.
No, we weren't. We were far away.
Well, London. We're in London.
Which is, it's a hole in the world. It's like a great big pit.
I still haven't got my snot clean.
Haven't you?
It's still coming out black.
Oh, it's not nice.
No. We were at Tam London, and
yes,
we saw lots of people who said hello to us. So hello to Crispian, Stephen P. Knight, Andy Lewis, Rebecca Watson, Sid Rodriguez, Jungvin, Carmen de Cruz, Chris Blom, Bruce Hood, Dean, and Stacey, who took our picture, and it came out really well.
And Richard Wiseman as well.
Yeah, I don't think he listens to our podcast.
I think he does. He's been on the podcast. Of course he listens.
I've been on the podcast, and I don't listen to it. So.
What do you mean you don't listen to the podcast? Who is it who's been downloading all those episodes?
It was weird, actually, because I didn't know we were recording a podcast, and until we got Tam London, I found out that you've been recording our conversations.
That isn't true, though, is it, Simon?
Yeah, because every time we talk, we have a structured round-by-round conversation about
the contents of the newspaper.
We
have to, because otherwise you just sulk, going, it's not fair. There's no point to anything. Why isn't there a point to stuff? And, well, we found a point, and the point is that you lose everything, you see?
Did you get a newspaper?
No, not really. I got the Daily Star on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a repeat of a very recent episode.
Really?
Because I got the mail.
Oh, God. Mm. Ooh. So you got like pure right wing and I've got pure left wing.
It's the Star left wing. I thought the Star was really right wing.
No.
You sure?
Pretty left wing. The way that they're attacking the Tories at the moment, very left wing.
Well,
I'll tell you all about that in the next round.
Rock on, Tommy.
Shit off, tit face.
Cut out and kit. Hey, guess what?
What?
Did you shake James Randi's hand and have a conversation with him backstage at Ghost Stories?
No, I didn't.
I did.
I did.
Yeah.
More significantly, Andy Nyman as well.
And Andy Nyman, yeah.
Bit sexy, that, with the glasses.
Really?
Yeah, quite like the glasses.
Really? It's the glasses, not the man.
Yeah, I think so.
So
but the glasses.
David Cameron could put on Andy Nyman's glasses and you'd dribble.
I just vomit on him, I think. Which I think is a certain sign of affection.
It's quite sexy in a way.
I'm going to make you relive that sentence again and again now.
What, Cameron covered in vomit isn't sexy?
No. I'm going to say to you, vomiting on somebody is sexy.
No, that's not what I meant.
That's going on Twitter.
Covered in vomit is a sexy image, surely. Surely.
No.
That's what happens when Nick Clegg hugs him.
No. Nick Clegg just jizzes.
Nick the Clegg. Diddle. I have got Who's That Girl? And it's about some of the most iconic songs and the women that they're based on.
Jake the Peg, one of them.
No. That's about a boy with three legs, isn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The girl with the mousy hair is Hermione Farthingale.
I don't know the song nor the girl.
You
this
know
is
Life
really
on Mars.
Really boring.
You know Life on Mars.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I? I've watched it once when it was on and I thought, yeah, no, it's good.
Sorry, you still know David Bowie's Life on Mars? Don't
yes.
talk crud.
Oh yeah, the girl with massive hair from David Bowie's It's a Time of the
Life
Time.
on
Yeah, I know
Mars.
that. So yes, the song.
Yes.
I thought you meant the series. I was getting all confused. I was like, oh, what's this got to do with Manchester racists? What? Oh.
Hermione was his first serious girlfriend, but she left him for a dancer and musician called Stephen Reinhardt.
Stephen Reinhardt, eh?
Mm. Under My Thumb.
Okay.
By the Rolling Stones.
Right, I don't know it, I don't think. Is this music? Why are you talking about music, Simon? You hate music.
It's about the historiography of music rather than music.
But it's not, it's like something, oh, somebody wrote a song about someone. What, like, you care?
It's about a woman called Chrissy Shrimpton who was dating Mick Jagger. And she left him because he started dating Marianne Faithfull, which is ironic if you think about it.
Who are these people?
She tried to kill herself.
That's not nice.
The medic saved her, but Jagger was sent the bill and refused to pay it. And instead, he issued a statement saying that the relationship was over. What a nice man.
So he dumped her after she committed suicide?
He publicly dumped her after she attempted suicide.
I think that's fair enough.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that's what anybody should do.
And Layla by Eric Clapton.
Is that almost what I sing that one?
Da la 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 la. That one. And that's based on a model called Patty Boyd. It's quite interesting. It's quite an interesting article.
Okay, if you say so. I've got the thing. Well, one, because you wanted to say, like, you know, that this is all Tory. Well, this is Joe Mott. He's got a column thing and he's also got my humdonger for later, so... Ooh, watch out for that.
So basically what you're saying is you read one column.
Yeah. And well, I've got another thing which I want to show you too. So I'll just go through this very quickly. And it's just basically him saying the rich don't see much of the cuts and the poor see all of the cuts. It's to talk about the 500,000 jobs that will go and all the police and actual things that we need.
Yeah, that is factually correct. Yeah.
Yes. Universities facing a 40% cut, things like that. So yeah, it's just a depressing thing, but it's well written, and it's well written because he's got so little space really, and it is just a rant, and right. It's quite a good rant that's full of facts, and I quite like facts in my ranting. Otherwise, it's just like, what will X Factor do?
Have you ever heard anyone rant about X Factor? Not against X Factor, but actually about X Factor.
Yeah, do really? You hear people getting like, there's one called like. Game On, and there's one called like Share, and there's one called like Bubble Cut. I don't know.
Are you talking about contestants, not journalists now? Sorry, I'm really confused. Anyway, what else are you cutting out?
Vicar screams the exorcist in his church.
Vicar screams the exorcist in his church.
No, screams, as in puts on.
Oh, I see. He wasn't being hysterical. He's actually.
He was going, exorcist! No, he didn't.
Right, I see. Why?
His name's Reverend Green, and he says he wants to show people how vicars have been represented in films. So it's not just The Exorcist. It's other films, like Angels with Dirty Faces,
yeah.
The James Cagney, Hitchcock movie, I Confess. And they've been out exploring, and they found parishioners who are not happy with this.
They're not happy about free films. Why wouldn't they be happy?
Why they feel the need to show horror films like The Exorcist is beyond me. I don't understand what anyone is going to learn from it.
But the point of The Exorcist is that it's a pro-Catholic film. Why wouldn't they want to show it?
Well, he's not Catholic. He's a Reverend Green.
I learnt a nice fact at Tam London, was that all parishes have to have an exorcist in them.
Yes, no, that's very true. You do need that, because like Reverend Green says, you know, to this day, he has to go around and do little exorcist things.
Exorcisms is the word you're looking for.
Exorcist things. Like, well, I don't think he performs exorcisms, but he certainly blesses houses.
That's a bad 70s sitcom. Anyway, the point is, did you meet James Randi at Tam London and shake his hand?
No,
and go backstage of Ghost Stories?
But he did thank me from the podium.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Damn it. All right, you win.
Yay!
Let's play Article or Farcical. This is where something happens and something else happens and there's finally some sort of conclusion.
Yay. Well, basically what happens is that I read out three articles from my newspaper, which this week is the Daily Star on Sunday.
Each of which is an excuse to abuse me.
And then I will read out one, or at any time really, it's not and then, it's not like the last one, though it might be the last one. Will it be the last one? Who knows? But that's the one I made up. And it's up to you, dear reader, and also to Simon, to try and work out which one is the one I have made up and which ones are actually genuine and all the rest of it. So do you think you're up for that, Simon?
Yes.
Good. Number one. Mumgo Jumbo.
Mumgo Jumbo? Yes. Is that about mums buying bigger shops or something?
No. It's about mothers when they get fatter after pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
But they buy too big clothes for themselves, is the thing.
So it's a confidence
issue. They
think
they're bigger, yeah.
That might be because of neuroplasticity, which is where your body learns to adapt to extra bits of itself. If it's on Horizon this week, you can fool your brain into thinking a rubber hand is your actual hand and then hit the rubber hand with a mallet and react as though it's been...
How does that help you masturbate?
What's that got to do with masturbation? I was talking about the idea of your brain accommodating the extra size of a pregnancy bump and you turn it into a knob gag.
No, I'm just saying, because like if you sit in your hand and then you masturbate with it, it's like you've got pins and needles and a cock in your hand, presumably if you're a man. I don't know what it's like, obviously, to go near a penis. Other than speak to Simon. Yeah?
Number two.
By Royal Commando.
Is that about the Queen not wearing pants?
No, it's about a violinist and she was commanded to play in front of the Queen. And she is famous for saying that she never wears any knickers.
Okay.
And her name is Analyzer. That's how you spell her name.
Right, Analyzer. Annalise.
Well, it's spelled A-N-A-L.
Yeah.
And then in really smaller font, I-Z-A.
She's the analyzer, okay.
She's the analyzer, right.
Number three.
Loves tie-dyed.
What's that about?
I didn't really read it.
Get the pun either.
No, I don't either. It just looked really weird. I think it is because somebody was having a Thai massage and somebody else was jealous.
Oh, Thai as in T-H-A-I.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you. Okay, number four?
Number four. Is this an article or is it a farcical Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't sound like a really good pun. But, right, this guy, he always has eaten sugar puffs, right?
Right.
And, like, his entire life. At the age of 16, he worked out that by melting a bit of chocolate in with his sugar puffs, it would be really nice. And so from the age of 20 to how old he is now, which is about 23, he's been writing every single week to Sugar Puffs and saying, you should do chocolate flavour, you should do chocolate flavour, you should do chocolate flavour. And they've taken what he said and they've put out chocolate flavour Sugar Puffs and he's bought 100 packets.
Wow, that sounds plausible. Okay, so I've got Mumgo Jumbo, which is a really good pun. So I'm
Mumgo Jumbo.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be the farcical. Boy Royal Commando. Went Cornish then, I don't know why.
Ear new.
Loves tie dye, yeah, whatever. Also Puff Daddy sounds made up. So it's a toss up between Mumgo Jumbo and Puff Daddy. And I am going to say Mumgo Jumbo is an article and Puff Daddy is a farcical.
Oh, shut up. Oh, I nearly had you with Puff Daddy.
You nearly had me. That is true. I literally changed my mind at the last
minute. That is literally the story that is in it. Yes, you're right. I made up Mumgo Jumbo.
No, so I'm wrong.
Oh.
So I said Puff Daddy was a farcical.
No, you didn't.
I did. I started to say that Mumgo Jumbo was the farcical and then I swapped to say Puff Daddy was. So you won.
Did I?
You didn't even notice.
You're an idiot. So, we are here at Tam...
Why can't I do the introduction?
Okay, you do the introduction.
We're at Tam London at the London Hilton Metropole Hotel.
Bloody hell. I don't know where we are.
It's a bit weird face-to-face. Anyway, we're here with Chris Majego of Skeptic Trump's fame and Pod Delusion.
Yes.
And what was it, the most recent thing you've done? The Ladybird book?
Oh, yeah, well, that was a while ago, but yeah.
Was it? And the tube map, of course.
Yeah, that was bloody hard work, that was. I wish I never bothered with that. Well, I started doing it one evening. I thought, this might be a quick, funny joke. And then after 2 weeks of working on it every night, I thought, oh, fuck it, I'm going to have to finish it now. It took me about 6 weeks to do.
Right, but it was well received, wasn't it?
But annoyingly, I did another blog post on Wednesday night that took me the length of time it took my wife to watch Midsummer Murders. And it's had about as many hits, so it's
all right. So more importantly, we want to know what your thoughts on the cakes.
Yeah, well, that's why we're all here, isn't it?
Yeah,
the cakes.
Absolutely.
I like cake.
I like the little square ones with the fruit in.
They were good.
Especially the ones that had passion fruit drizzle on them.
See, now, I like the carrot cake.
I've really fucked up. I've not seen any of these cakes.
Haven't you seen the cake? Oh.
You must have had the little chocolate eclair.
Yeah, I had the little chocolate eclair. That's it. That's all I had.
I thought that was a good chocolate
eclair. Did you have the balls on a stick? You didn't have these times. I had balls on a stick, and
I've always
got
my balls on a stick.
Yeah, that's true. But you could dip them in either red or yellow, and I chose the red.
Have you been at the same place as us?
I think so. Did you hear Richard Dawkins saying that we had sex with monkeys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
more or less.
Yeah.
Not quite what he said, is it?
You know what he said? If you have sex with monkeys, right? If you have sex with monkeys...
You have to be holding hands as well, though.
Yes, you have to be holding hands with your mother. Yeah. You have to be having sex with monkeys, and then you become a vegetarian.
And then you'd be good at Latin. Is that how the argument works?
The new classics.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, before we go, do you want to plug anything before... Maybe Winchester Skeptics?
Oh, yeah, that's good thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Winchester Skeptics in the pub is the last Thursday of every month at... Winchester, I think we normally have it.
In a pub?
Usually, yeah.
Which
in a pub. It's called the Roebuck Inn, which is in Winchester.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Crispin.
Thank you, Crispin. Yeah.
It's the Randomizer's Geyser, but before we do that, that wasn't really an interview with Crispin, was it? It was just me and you jabbering on with a bewildered man sat between us.
It was basically that everybody's going to have interviews with Richard Dawkins. Who cares? We need to talk about cake.
With Crispian.
Yes.
More importantly.
Crispian cake sounds amazing.
It was nice to see Crispian. I really like him. And you should check out his blog. It's fantastic. And
good
there's
blog.
All sorts of skeptical fun to be had.
And he had his short hair, which I was most... Ooh.
Cut by a woman who used to cut Tom Baker's hair.
Yes.
Who was Doctor Who.
Yes.
Right, so you could choose between Supplement of the Year You or Live or Live. We now know it's called Live or Live. I can't remember which.
Isn't it like Live On or is it Live?
I honestly can't remember now.
We're rubbish. But I'll go for You because I hate you.
Give It Some Kelly or The Racy Lacy Little Back Dress is on the cover. So you can go from page 1 to page 98.
Wow, that's a lot. I'll go for page 76.
76. Oh, God, flopped right to it. Beam us up. Brighten up your home with the latest statement lighting.
Brighten up your life.
You can get all white or caged. Cage light. That's like cage fighting, cage lighting.
You sound like you work in a slave market in Rome. 2,000 years ago, not now.
What, where they sold lighting?
No. You can get all white or caged.
I don't get it.
Well, because you could get white slaves as well as cage slaves. It's just varieties of...
Slaves. Right, so there you go. That's my rubbish article. What can
okay.
I choose?
Okay, basically, I've only got really one sort of flop-out section.
I've only got one flop-out section.
Thank you. It's called Take 5, and it's Wag Nicola's 5-stone weight loss, I'm proud of my post-baby body, or Strictly's Christina, I want marriage and babies with my Joe. So you've got from page 1, which is the one I just read out, so don't pick that one,
okay.
Idiot. And I think the TV guy starts about page 30, okay. Maybe before then. So.
Page 1.
Page 1, okay. Well, I could have a look on the inside and read out the magazine, or is that page 2?
No, go to page 13.
13, okay. Joe is the man of my dreams.
How did I pick the one that is on the cover?
Oh, it's amazing.
That's
isn't
irritating.
It? Okay, is marriage on the cards? It's definitely in the future. It's a decision we both have to take. I'm still doing what I'm doing, and Joe has started acting now, but it's something we want to do. How can you tell if he's acting, you foolish girl? Oh.
I see, because he could have been acting before, and she doesn't know if he's acting because, like, you don't know if someone's acting. And I'm confused. My face hurts. Stop talking to me and get me some chocolate eclairs. It's time to wind down the undercarriage and flop out the biggest of the humdongers. On which note, I have Piers Morgan.
Ah,
I get a point every time you call him a cunt.
He's not a cunt, he's a cunt.
That's 1 point for me. 2 points.
That's 2 points.
Continuing my humanitarian campaign to end all feuds before heading to New York to start my work on my new CNN show, I spy Chris Moyle standing outside London. Not the whole of London, I misread that. Standing outside London studios.
I was going to say, he's a big boy, but he's not that big.
They ignored each other initially, and then he went back and said, "Come on, Moylesy, let's shake hands. Life's too short." And they shook hands, and Chris Moyle says, "Congratulations on that amazing CNN gig." Piers said, "Thanks. Are those gritted teeth I see there?" "No," he nodded. And then he's just added this lovely non-cutty sentence at the end. "I'll be too big to talk to you soon."
Oh, Jesus.
So there you go.
There we go.
That's cutitude of epic cutitude.
Well, it can happen to a more horrible man.
Do I have to beep the word cutitude?
I don't know. It's cutitude because it's like countryside.
Yeah, I don't have to beep the start of countryside, do I?
No. If you say cutitude and beep it, then when we say countryside, people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but if I then beep the word countryside...
You can't beep the word countryside, Simon. That would be just ridiculous. You can't beep the word beep either.
Watch me try. So what have you got?
I've got the same page as that nice little, like, pithy little fact-based rant against the cuts. I'll just read it to you. It's a very short bit, and see if this gets you angry, Simon.
This is from the guy who wrote your Cut Out and Keep.
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
"I'm disgusted by the shocking exploitation of the female body seen in GQ magazine's pictures of Glee star Lea Michele sucking a lollipop in the skimpy cheerleader's uniform. It was wanton titillation, as you can see."
Oh my God. Wow, and that's from The Star, the paper that every day puts a page 3 model on without her bra on.
I think it might be a knowing joke, but it's still really bad. Because the picture is really bad.
I have seen the picture. It's quite pornographic.
It is pretty pornographic.
The outrage has been about her age, though, hasn't it? She's supposed to be playing a 15-year-old. I suspect she's in her 20s.
Yeah, she's obviously in her 20s. And she obviously waxes.
It's time to decide then who has superior supplements this week, and...
Crispian does.
Well, did he have supplements?
He did. He had us.
Did he? I don't remember that.
Oh, you were very sleepy. It was fun. No, Tam London was very long. I don't know if you've ever been, but it was a very long event. It was, it was up early, wasn't it? And then it was sleep late, and then there was alcohol. I had a pint. That was enough for me. And there was all these people... for being clever. But no, we were definitely his supplements because we sat down next to him and he started talking and we interrupted. So we were the material of his supplements, so we win.
But you just said he won. I'm confused.
No, he won with us.
Right. Basically, the newspaper you should have bought last week was Crispy and Jago in the hotel lobby at Tam London.
If you were going to buy a paper, you could have basically gone and... got a photocopy of somebody's badge and then photoshopped all the letters out of it and put your name in and then doodled on it a bit, because mine got doodled on. Did yours get doodled on?
What are you talking about?
The badges, right? And then you could have gone to Tam for free illegally. So
that's you're suggesting someone should go back in time and gatecrash Tam London?
Well, you're suggesting somebody should go back in time and buy a paper on a Sunday. I see. I think that would be a better use of a time machine, Simon, than just going back to buy a paper.
So you're advocating that the best use of a time machine...
A crime machine is exactly what I'm suggesting. A crime machine.
Right, fine. So the newspaper should have bought last Sunday was... I'm confused now. I've done that, haven't I?
I think basically you shouldn't have bought either paper because they're both crap.
Yeah.
But you should have gone to Tam because that was really fun. And you should have also had those little cakes, more of those cakes, Simon, because they were good cakes. I like them.
They were all right. They weren't the
best. No, they were good. No, the eclair with the chocolate eclair sauce.
That was a good improvement on an eclair. I didn't think the chocolate eclair could be improved, but it was by the addition of chocolate filling. But anyway, if you want to write to us...
Please, yes, do, because we've got emails, but we don't have time to read them out this week.
Because of our interview, for want of a better word.
Because of us talking about cake.
Because of us talking at Crispy and Jager.
Yes.
He gets a pound every time we say his name, by the way. SundayPodcast@hotmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes review, etc.
Yes. at Sidon, SIGHDONE, or at Izzy Lawrence, ISZI underscore LAWRENCE. And talking of pounds, right, I've just come back from Dublin, and their old coin used to be called a pound, right, and everybody called it a pound, including the Irish journalist, except it was spelled punt, which is a bit like what Piers Morgan is. Night night.
Bye bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.